Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, it's Phil Henry for the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. That's the subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. When we say world-famous, what do we mean? Do we mean that we're actually well-known around the world? Well, we're well-known to our listeners, and we do have them around the world. We have listeners in Japan and China. Yes, we do. We have listeners in the Middle East. We have listeners in Europe. We have listeners...
Don't have any listeners in Mexico.
No, and we have no listeners in Mexico or in England. No Mexico listeners, no England listeners. One or two listeners in Canada. So we're just kind of...
sort of world famous to the people that know about us in the world.
Yes, the world famous Phil Henry Show. Wherever you may be, if you know about us, there you are.
The greatest value online other than porn. I ought to know. I've sampled and dabbled. Yeah.
Thanks. Welcome, folks. Phil Henry Show. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley today.
And they have reported an attempted coup.
Bobby and Steve Dooley said on the Twitter feed, on Bobby's Twitter feed, that there was an attempted coup.
Yeah, he said there's an attempted coup by the Butinas, I think.
Well, let's find out exactly what that means. We have Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And did you guys just wrap up a meeting or something, Bobby?
We did, Phil. I hope you can hear me. But, yeah, we had a meeting of the Homeowners Association, as we do. Each and every one of these, whatever night this is. What is it, Steve?
It's Monday, Tuesday.
What do you mean it's Monday, Tuesday?
This is Monday night.
Yeah, we have our Homeowners Association meeting on Monday nights. And we had West Schlapp and we had Butina Schlapp raise a point of order. And Wes, why don't you come on in here? What was the problem?
Well, the problem was that every homeowners association meeting, you open it with "Hail to the Chief," and this has been going on. But you know, my wife Butina and I have lived here for 15 years. I understand that you have been the homeowners association president for some pushing 20 years.
That's right. What about it, Schlapp?
Well, I'll tell you what about it. Every time you open up a homeowners association meeting, you open it up with a very hail to the Chief.
You have a hard time talking, don't you?
Wait a minute, Bobby. Before we... I want my listeners to understand. This Mr. Butina, are you... excuse me, Mr. Schlapp.
Name is... My wife is Butina here. Ben, and
You were the person, you were the gentleman who raised the issue concerning the way they open the meetings?
Yes, they open the meetings every day or every week. They open it with Hail to the Chief.
Here is how we open up our meetings. I will come in. Can we get the ladies? I come in, and Steve is behind me with the boombox, right?
I have the boombox.
Yeah, he has this boombox, this big radio, and they have it queued. Hold on for a minute. Hey, honey, could you guys take it outside or something? Because I'm on a podcast. So they open it up, Mr. Henry, by playing the Hail to the Chief.
Let me demonstrate it. I walk in first. Steve follows by just a step. So I come in the door sideways, and my eyes are on the assembled people.
This is what I'm saying, Mr. Henry.
Hold on, sir. Mr. Schlapp, hold on, because I want to get the story so that I can then... You understand what I'm saying? So that I can then figure out what's going on. Until we know exactly what's being said, we won't have any frame of reference.
Well, apparently they have a boom box and everything.
I know that. Hold on for a minute. So what is it?
Okay, Steve.
Bobby comes in, and she steps in sideways so people see her. And then she steps in one more time sideways, And then, go ahead, honey.
I shall step in sideways. Steve steps in sideways so that we are shoulder to shoulder. And I say, I am Bobby Dooley, and I am president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Hit it, bitch.
Why should I play it? Hit it, bitch.
Wait a minute. I'm Bobby Dooley. I'm Bobby Dooley.
Right, Bobby, does it just keep going like that?
Wait a minute. I'm Bobby Dooley. And then, everyone, ladies, could you please keep it down? So that everyone takes a seat.
Okay, let me hear from Mr. Schlapp. This is Wes Schlapp. You're a homeowner there for 15 years with your wife.
Yes, we live in the Clover Phase, which is just north of what's called Arch Hill. That's the hill upon which Ms. Dooley and her home and her husband and her boys live. The president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, I'm told, gets to live in that home. It's on Arch Hill. It's elevated, has a good half acre to three-quarters of an acre. It's a pretty good-sized lot.
We paid full price.
We paid full price for that, Schlapp. You ought to know that.
I know that, but I didn't know that that was exclusive to the Western Estates Homeowners Association.
Okay. What's the complaint, sir?
The complaint, sir, is that every week for 15 years, the 15 that we've been at Western Estates, the Dooleys have opened up the Western Estates Homeowners Association meeting the same way. And it's Ms. Dooley coming in sideways, and then her husband stepping in sideways, and like they're just stepping sideways across the stage. God, it's weird.
What's weird about it?
It's just weird. And so they step, and then she says, I'm Bobby Dooley, president of the Western States Homeowners Association. And then she says something, and you've done that on occasion, she said, hit it, bitch.
You know what? That was something that Steve and I do when we practice. It came out tonight. I apologize.
Yeah, it's that occasionally she'll say, hit it, bitch. Sounds like I got to, you know, that I'm just nothing more than a guy she can take the pants off of and have at it, and then put my pants back on and then leave town if she wants. And it bothers me. This is the kind of graphic conversation that these people are engaged in too, and I'm just trying to point that up.
All right, well, when you guys say there was a coup attempt, what does that mean?
Well, she calls it a coup. First of all, she spelled it COO. In the newsletter that she sent out from the West, on the Western Estates heading, and she said there was a coup attempt.
I saw that on Twitter.
Yes, she wrote down coup attempt on Twitter.
Wait a minute, I'm coming in. Hold on for just a minute. I'm coming in late on this thing. What do you mean a coup attempt?
That's what she said happened.
General, these people attempted to just steal the Western Estates Homeowners Association presidency, treasurer, and secretary away from me and Steve, which we've had for some 20 years, because they didn't like the fact that we assert we are the president of Western Estates.
Yeah, we assert it, and every week we let people know, you got a problem with that? Step up to the plate. Well, I've got a problem with it, and I'm standing up to the plate.
First of all, Mr. Schlapp, are you really qualified to lead the Western Estates Homeowners Association when you have such a pronounced speech impediment?
I don't have a pronounced speech impediment. I'm very, very nervous. I have a difficult time speaking at a rapid clip when I'm in a nervous situation, especially in this, which is a media situation.
All right, let me ask both of you. This is Phil Henry, Mr. Schlapp, and Bobby and Steve know me because they've been on the show. The main beef here is that there is this ostentatious opening.
There's an awful lot that we could address. I'm not saying that the Dooleys haven't been good homeowners association presidents and vice presidents, and I'm not saying that Western Estates hasn't in some ways flourished, and in other ways I think we've spent way too much on stupid things like redesigning the portico for redesigning the security entrance, spending stupid money on buying tiki torch dance outfits for a husband, stupid money on the spring tacklers and the fall tackler.
by the way, this was the gentleman, Mr. Schlapp, who called it the spectacular, because he'd been listening to your show.
I listened to your show, Mr. Henry, and I heard Mr. Bozell's The Spank Chronicles. So as a joke, I said, hey, everybody sign up. This summer, it's the spectacular.
Okay, so now we know that there's this, there's kind of a humorous tinge to this.
I wouldn't say so.
No, not humorous, Mr. Henry. You're talking about something that my wife has put her guts into. My wife, Bobby, has put her guts into the Western Estates Homeowners Association Fall-tacular, Winter-tacular, Spring-tacular, Spank-tacular, Spank...
She got Steve saying it.
That's right. That was part of the thing that I wanted to do.
All right. This is General Shaw, ladies and gentlemen. I want to hear this again, because Hail to the Chief is the traditional... That is the theme to the presidency of the United States.
What?
That's the theme to the presidency of the United States. Yes. That's what's played when the President of the United States walks into a room.
That's what's played when the president of any organization...
No, that is not true, Ms. Dooley.
Well, that's how we define it at Western Estates. Hold on for just a minute. I'm Bobby Dooley, and this is the Western Estates Homeowners Association meeting. Hit it, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm Bobby Dooley. And then I come walking sideways across the front. And step, sidestep, sidestep, until I make my way to the podium.
Yeah, and I'm behind her.
Yeah.
Y'all bitch, you are.
Ow!
Watch it, guys.
It's okay. The corner of the table went into my groin.
That's what's going on, okay? And why you want to turn that into something that's a contretemps is beyond anyone's reckoning.
All right, we're going to be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Bobby, Steve Dooley, along with Wes and Butina Schlapp and the beef that they've got with the Western States Homeowners Association, opening every meeting with Hail to the Chief. And my assumption here, sir, is that it's just ostentatious and...
It's an insult to all of us who work hard to be a part of the Homeowners Association that I have to watch Bobby Dooley step sideways across the stage and go, I'm the president and the husband. And that for the second time, she said, hit it, bitch.
That is something that's an endearment between Steve and I.
Yeah, it's just a joke. It's an inside joke, and the Homeowners Association peoples ought to know it by now.
All right. Thank you. That's great. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Hello, this is Bobby Dooley.
I'm Steve Dooley.
And we do suggest you get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show website. Steve and I have been featured prominently on a great many Phil Henry shows. We have been both the good guys and the bad guys, but we know that Phil means well, and we know that without him, we'd have no platform for the stuff what we want to say.
We got a lot of things that we want to say about suburban life, about homeowners associations, about homeowners' rights, about the homeowner and the home and the owner of the home, and how you too can be a homeowner if you have a home.
You'll be an owner.
That's right.
So listen to the Phil Henry Show website, not only me, but also Steve, of course, Steve Bozell. We have Dr. Jay Santos. We have Dr.
No, it's Jay Santos. It's Dr. Jim Sadler.
It's Dr.
I'll do it. It's Dr. I can do it. No, I'll do it. Dr. Jim Sadler, Jay Santos, all kinds of nuts.
Steve Bozell.
You said that.
Join us, won't you, at philhenryshow.com with a Backstage Pass subscription for a month or for a year. The greatest value online other than porn. Right, Steve?
Welcome back, Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
And we're talking here with Bobby and Steve Dooley. You thought you could hit the post there, didn't you?
I did, I thought.
Yeah, well, you didn't.
Yeah, well, you sure didn't either.
Hey, listen, sucker, I was...
Hold on. Bobby and Steve Dooley.
I've got it. Bobby and Steve Dooley are our special guests here on this show, here on the Phil Henry Show. First of all, Bobby, if I may, you had said that... Bobby, are you there?
Yes, we're right here.
All right. You had said, and Bobby and Steve are both at the Western Estates Homeowners Association meeting that just broke up about a half an hour ago. First of all, the first thing I want to know is this whole thing with... I'm Bobby Dooley, and this is the Western States Homeowners Association. Hit it, bitch.
As I said, it's something that Steve and I have done for years. It is an endearment for us.
Yeah, and the people of the Homeowners Association ought to know it.
Steve, don't you find that insulting?
Who, me?
No, the Steve that's standing behind you.
That's funny.
I mean, I don't know if you're talking about me, Steve, or there's another Steve.
I'm talking to you, Steve Dooley. Don't you find that insulting when she says, hit it, bitch?
No, I mean, that's what... I've referred to Steve that way. You know, you guys don't get it.
Oh, no, we don't get it. You have been condescending and insulting to that man down through the years.
I'm not here to talk about my marriage. I'm here to talk about an attempted coup. Okay, against me and Steve.
First of all, let's talk about this coup, Bobby. In the tweet, as Bud just pointed out, you spelled it C-O-O.
Yes, I did. And then Marilyn Hamfist Washburn pointed out that it's spelled C-O-U-P, and it was too late to correct it, okay? So if you are listening to me right now and I'm talking about a coup, I mean the C-O-U-P, not C-O-O. God.
Yeah, I mean, talk about... chicken stuff.
You know, you really ought to be able to spell that word. That's not, that's a word that's in common usage.
Is it really?
Yes, it is, Ms. Dooley. As a matter of fact, yes, it is. We're with Bobby and Steve Dooley here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, talking to them. They're at Western Estates, and we're talking to them about this attempt to overthrow them as president and the secretary-treasurer of Western Estates. Who is the vice president?
Well, I am president and vice president. Steve is treasurer and secretary-treasurer.
Say something, Mr. Henry. This is Wes Schlapp.
Go ahead, Wes.
This is exactly what we're talking about, because if she wants to be the president, that's all right. And even if her husband was a secretary-treasurer, but for her to be president and vice president is ridiculous. And even that was fine with me, because my wife and I are very busy, and I don't know that we're even interested in taking over any duties of Western Estates. But when every time we have a meeting, she starts the meeting off with hail to the chief.
This is a time-honored tradition, and it's been going on a lot longer than you've been around, Schlapp.
Well, maybe it has, but I think that a lot of people are opposed to it.
All right, now the Dooleys survived a vote of no confidence, whatever you guys call it.
It was a kick-out vote, and we can have one of those once a year if you want to just kick the whole board out of the room, right out of the Homeowners Association meeting room, and get a whole new board. So we tried to muster a kick-out vote, and we lost by, I don't know, 4 or 5 votes.
Right, and what was the bitch? The bitch is that I play heel to the chief.
Yeah, it's because I come home from work, and I got to listen to you.
This is Bobby Dooley.
Oh, God.
And this is the Western Estates Homeowners Association meeting. Hit it, bitch.
This is what I'm talking about, Mr. Henry.
Don't talk. Don't ever talk while this is playing. And I sidestep. Hold on for a minute. Kill it. Would your lady shut up, please? Or take it outside?
Yeah.
Okay, bitch. Shut it down. You were a little late on that, Steve.
Well, that's when it ended, honey. What do you want from me? That's the other thing. So that every meeting she says, hit it, bitch.
All right, let me ask a question. This is General Shaw. And Margaret,
I'm really curious as to how it is you, Steve, allow your wife to call you bitch. Now, I know that's a term of endearment, and you guys have been doing it, but it humiliates you in front of others, don't you think?
Well, I mean, I don't think so, because I know who I am. I know the man that I am, and I know the man that I am. I know the ham that I... Not the ham. I know the man I am and the ham that I...
And the ham you slam. That's the joke that we do.
Bobby, see, this is what they are. It's a comedy act. And that's fine. I like comedy as much as the next person. But I'm talking here, Schlapp. I know who I am, and when Bobby says, hit it, bitch.
Steve, you know I don't mean anything insulting.
I know, but it's kind of... People have been laughing at me.
You know, Bobby, that is kind of insulting.
Yeah, call it hit it, bitch.
Oh, what's the big deal? Here,
give me this.
I'm Bobby Dooley, and this is the Western Estates Homeowners Association meeting. Hit it, bitch.
I don't like it when you say bitch. Like, I don't like it when you do when you go butch on it, honey.
Well, I did. And I sidestep across the stage, and then finally...
Yeah, halt.
And then Steve yells halt, and we stop right there in the middle of the stage.
Steve yells...
What are you laughing at?
Steve yells halt. Well, so what is this, some kind of a drill team?
We're trying to do it respectfully, General. For the homeowners associations, not just of today, and not just the homeowners associations of yesterday, but for the homeowners associations to come. That's why we do it the way we done do it.
We want to give some level and some level of respect and some level of dignity to the office of a homeowners association president. Hit it, bitch.
I don't like being called bitch anymore.
What? Hold on. Turn it off.
Bobby.
Wait a minute. What did you say?
I don't like being called bitch. I don't want you to do that anymore.
Well, you little chump sucker.
Hello?
Mr. Henry, Bobby just... She just walked out. Bobby.
Fuck it.
She just... What? You know...
Well, you know what, Steve? It was about time you said something.
Yeah, she's got to say, hit it, bitch.
My hat's off to you, Mr. Dooley. Let me shake your hand. Okay, thank you. God, your hand is oily.
Well, oh, God, isn't that too bad? You know, I've been sweating. It's hot out here.
Well, it's not just sweat. There's like oil and grease on it.
It's some of the... It's just fluids from my body. God.
Okay, Mr. Slap, Butina, Wes, see you later. So
what happened? She just left when you said you don't like being called bitch.
Yeah, she just walked out. Here she's coming back.
Give me the phone. Mr. Henry, I've never been more humiliated in my life. When I came on your program to play Hail to the Chief to show you how much we honor our Western estates. Here it is here. All right. 1, 2, halt, bitch. I said to halt, Steve.
No, not as long as you call me bitch. So.
Halt!
She just threw the phone, Mr. Henry.
Okay, listen, Steve, it sounds to me like you have a domestic situation that needs to be looked after.
Yeah, honey, hold up. What?
No.
Yeah. I defend my wife's right to be the president of the Homeowners Association of Western Estates. I like playing Hail to the Chief. I don't like it when she says, hit it, bitch. I thought I did, but I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Can you turn that off, please?
Sorry, yeah.
Okay, Steve, go find Bobby and say you're sorry or whatever.
Yeah.
Well?
What?
Are you coming home?
Yeah, I'm coming right now. Come on, bitch.
Thoughts?
I think that's another wasted Bobby Dooley segment. I really do.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think that's one more segment with the Dooleys that we could do without.
Yeah, that's my feeling, too.
Hey, I heard what you said, Margaret. You know something? You wish that you had my charm and my sex appeal and my high rear end and the way I look at a pair of 3-inch heels. You wish.
Come on, honey.
Hit it, bitch.
I guess I'm back to...
So you're giving in, huh?
Yeah, I am.
Would you turn that off? The Dooleys at the Western Estates Homeowners Association meeting tonight, surviving a vote of what they called a big kickout. They almost got replaced in what Bobby said was a coup attempt, COO, to remove her and Steve from the leadership of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. Famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, on Podcast One.
Big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning architectural shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in store and on menards.com, and check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.